relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Should we have a tip of the day? Things you should and shouldn't do. Here's one for you. If you're a fake conservative, don't go on Tucker Carlson's show, because you will be roasted. You will be an individual who comes out extra crispy on the other side, as happened with somebody called Asa Hutchinson, the governor of Arkansas. If you missed it, if you're not a cable TV watcher, let me start with the real news. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We have an incredible show for you today. A whole hour with my colleague and mentor, Dennis Prager, on what it's going to take to rebuild the right and keep MAGA alive. Our West Coast warrior princess, Jennifer Horn, you're not going to believe who wants to run for governor in California. We'll be analyzing the latest breaking news. Former chief of staff to President Trump, Mark Meadows, in this hour. And then gonzo guerrilla journalist, Army Horowitz, on what black America really thinks about the Democrats who say they're too stupid to get a driver's license. But here's the news. This is from Arkansas Online, and it's good. It warms the cockles of your heart. If you don't know what cockles are, look it up. Rachel Herzog, the Arkansas legislature has overturned Governor Asa Hutchinson's veto of a ban on gender-affirming care for transgender youth. Oh my gosh, could you be more politically correct? Gender-affirming care. Cutting your penis off filled with estrogen is not gender-affirming care, Rachel Herzog. It is mutilation of minors. It is child abuse. Chemical castration is not gender affirmation. A majority of both chambers voted to override the governor on Tuesday afternoon. The Senate voted 25-8. And the House voted 72-25 to override Asa Hutchinson's veto. Now, what is the story? What is the deeper story? Here we have it. House Bill 1570 from Representative Robin Lundstrom, Republican, Elm Springs, bans certain surgeries and hormone treatments for people under the age of 18. Why would anyone think that a minor should undergo gender-bending surgeries and chemical castrations? Asa Hutchinson wanted to veto these protections, saying on Monday that this legislation is an overreach into the relationship between doctors and patients. Where have you heard that before? Have you heard that before? Does the phrase Roe v. Wade come up, possibly? When the government injected itself into the relationship, saying some spurious concept of private information means you can abort an unborn child. We've heard phrases like this before. It wasn't true then, and it's not true now. Asa Hutchinson had a reputation as a conservative. Not anymore. Because of what happened last night when he said, conservatives shouldn't protect little children. This is the end of his career live on television. Eric, play cut three.
Where are we getting back to the limited role of government that we don't have to invoke ourselves in every societal position out there? Let's limit the role of government. Let parents and doctors make decisions.
Then why don't we allow 18-year-olds to drink beer in Arkansas? Why don't we allow them to get tattoos? Why don't we allow 15-year-olds to get married? You vetoed a bill that would have protected children, not adults, children, to whom a different standard applies, from a life-altering permanent procedure that has effects we can only guess at, but the early indication is they're very serious and very negative in some cases. And now you're telling me you do that because you're a friend of limited government? Okay, then why are we preventing kids from drinking? Sincere question. Or getting married? Sincere question. Having sex. They're not old enough to have sex, but they're old enough to be chemically castrated? How does that work exactly? I'll listen as you explain.
Well, thank you, Tucker. And first of all, these are difficult decisions. Do you want to listen to the medical profession? Do you want to listen to professional counselors? Do you want to listen to parents? Or do you want to leave all these decisions to the legislators that come from all different kinds of background? Yes, they're elected to represent you, but they do not necessarily make the right judgments for parents and for doctors in the most sensitive issues.
Did you hear what he said at the end? It's fascinating. Do you want to listen to the medical professionals, what like Dr. Fauci, that kind of medical professional, as opposed to, the decisions of a legislature where people come from various backgrounds? Oh, what are those backgrounds that are problematic, Governor Hutchinson? Are they too white or are they too heterosexual? Are they cisgender normative heterosexual? Is that why in this one issue they shouldn't be allowed to represent the people of Arkansas who elected them? No. We can protect children from sex, from incest, from drugs, from alcohol, from pederasty? No, but when it comes to lopping off their sexual organs and filling them with chemicals to create a hormonal imbalance that they're not supposed to have naturally, well, let's forget the protections that we provide them on all of those other issues. You are a fake conservative. And if you listen to his answers, he's not a very smart person either. One last nail in the coffin of Asa Hutchinson's political career. Cut four.
You've said that you've seen research that shows the mental health of children who receive puberty-blocking drugs improves. What is that research exactly?
Well, the research that I've seen shows that these troubled youth, these ones that have gender dysphoria, that they also have depression, They have suicidal tendencies. It's a higher suicide yes. rate than others. And they go to their parents. The parents go to doctors. And they try to deal with this very difficult issue. I don't think we should deny them health care.
I'm sorry. You're the governor. You just vetoed this bill. You said you're familiar with the studies. No one disputes that children who are asking for puberty-blocking drugs or been recommended to their parents or doctors may be depressed. That seems very likely. I think the studies show it. Cite one specific study that shows puberty-blocking drugs improves the condition. Does it make children less depressed? Does it make them less likely to harm themselves, to commit suicide? Just name one study that shows that, please.
Well, I would refer you to the American Academy of Pediatrics. I would refer you to the physicians that came out in opposition to this bill.
Just one study. Just one. But you can't, because there isn't one. Here's the fact of the matter. More than 40% of those people who declare themselves as transgender contemplate or attempt suicide. What happens to that child who does something to their body they can never change again and then has suicidal thoughts? Stand up to the rhinos. Your career is done. You're toast. You're over. Now more than ever, stand up for the truth and protect the most vulnerable, starting with our children, including the unborn. The fact is, the internet never forgets. There has never been a more important time to protect your internet activity, and that's why I urge you to get ExpressVPN. Everything you search for, watch, or click online can be tracked by big tech companies. They can then match your activity to your true identity using your device's unique IP address. When I switch on ExpressVPN with my computer or phone, my IP address is masked by a secure VPN server, which makes it harder for websites to identify me. The ExpressVPN app also encrypts my network data to protect my sensitive information from being compromised. Plus, you can use ExpressVPN on up to 5 devices simultaneously, so multiple users on your network can stay safe with a single subscription. What I like most is how easy it is to use. It just takes one click to protect all your devices. That's why they're rated the number one VPN by CNET and Wired. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies. Go with the VPN I trust for online protection. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka to get 3 months free on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Gorka to get 3 extra months free. Go to expressvpn.com/Gorka right now to learn more.
There was a lot of concern last month when Texas effectively opened up, dropped all those restrictions and said it's back to life. And if you go to Texas, as you know, it looks like 2019. The restaurants and the bars are full and open. The ballparks are full. And yet we've seen cases and hospitalizations since then continue to tick downward. So what do you make of that as all of us look around and sort of try to consider how safe it is to get back to normal life?
Yeah, you know, it can be confusing because you may see a lag and a delay because often you have to wait a few weeks before you see the effect of what you're doing right now. You know, there are a lot of things that go into that. I mean, when you say that they've had a lot of activity on the outside, like ball games, I'm not really quite sure. It could be they're doing things outdoors. You know, it's very difficult to just one-on-one compare that.
It's so confusing, I don't know, says the highest paid bureaucrat in America, Anthony Fauci, who receives $413,000 from your money to be the lead on COVID. Somebody who's been very outspoken about St. Fauci's lack of upstanding probity in the last year is former chief of staff to the 45th president of the United States. I asked him in the break, how would you like me to introduce you? He said, well, just your friend. I like that. Mark Meadows, welcome back to America First.
It is great to be with you and all the listeners. And listen, if there's one thing that Dr. Fauci is consistent about, it's his inconsistency. And so we shouldn't be surprised by that narrative. You know, it's hard for him to argue with the fact that lockdowns don't work, that mask mandates are not curtailing the pandemic in New York and Philadelphia and New Jersey. You know, it's just amazing to me. But freedom always does work. And thank you. Thank you for being a voice for freedom and for the America First agenda.
Well, that's very kind. I wanted to recognize you as one of the people. You could have stayed in your comfortable position on Capitol Hill, but you decided to step into the toughest arena of all, running the White House for President Trump as chief of staff. So kudos to you. Follow this man at Mark Meadows. In addition to his consistency and his inconsistency, would you just share just a sentence on misrepresentation by Dr. Fauci, what he said about things behind closed doors and how it wasn't exactly how things really happened, Mark Meadows?
Well, I think there's two things. One is when we look at the mask mandate, you know, and now we're double masking, you know, soon it'll be triple masking. I can remember a particular conversation that I had with Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx where I said, and this was very early on where we had a shutdown. I said, well, if you're saying that we can open up the entire economy and get people back to work and just by mandating a mask, then let's do it. And they said, oh, no. We're not suggesting that. We're just saying that mask be a better neighbor, you know, a better person to someone that you come in contact with.
Wow.
And yet the other factor is, in the privacy of those rooms, there was Dr. Fauci consistently saying that there was no way that we would have a vaccine
yes.
that could ever be brought forward. And now he's doing the Al Gore. He's taking credit for inventing this vaccine when it was Donald Trump and his initiative that made the difference.
If you want to know who the real Dr. Fauci is, just go into your favorite search engine. Don't make it Google and look up AIDS and Dr. Fauci, the man who mismanaged that virus and now is being less than transparent about what he did in the Trump administration and his role today. We're talking to Mark Meadows, former chief of staff to President Trump. Follow him at Mark Meadows. Mark, talk to us about what's going on in Georgia and the reaction of the woke corporations across America. Is this going to blow back in their faces, or is this just something that conservatives are going to have to deal with?
No, it should blow back. It's got to blow back. I can tell you that I made a decision yesterday. And listen, I served a district that was almost a bedroom community to Atlanta. Coca-Cola and Delta were names that you used each and every day. And yet yesterday when we booked a flight, we booked it on another airline, particularly because Delta decided to play politics instead of actually acknowledging good policy. Coca-Cola is the same way. I don't think I've had a Pepsi in 10 years, and yet now it is Pepsi instead of Coke. And that's sad, being from the Atlanta metropolitan area. But I can tell you also this, that we need to continue to stay in the fight, because these woke corporations are going to soon realize they don't have a friend on Capitol Hill. They don't have anybody willing to stand up for them because they think the Democrats are going to do it. And ultimately, their socialist agenda will come back to haunt the very corporations that are weighing in on this political battle in Georgia.
I'm going to discuss it later, but United Airlines is now part of the woke karate. They tweeted today something about who should be flying their planes. You will be shocked. I'll share it with you momentarily, but we have to talk to Mark Meadows about his impending visit. He's leaving the swamp. He's going to Mar-a-Lago, not to work on his tan. Give us your expectations. It's his decision, of course. We're all praying that he makes that decision, but the likelihood of your old boss, my old boss, running in 2024, it seems every day he's got another statement he's making. He's opened his office. He's doing a political endorsement. So are you feeling good, Mark?
I'm feeling great about President Trump's willingness to serve once again in the Oval Office. I can tell you this. He's making all the preparations necessary. He's being encouraged by his friends and former staffers as well. But ultimately, what I think you'll see is a vision for America that didn't stop on November 3rd, didn't stop on January 20th, and we need to reengage. So he's getting major major encouragement, and I would say this, that I would put the odds at better than 50-50 that he runs again, and everybody should take note of that.
Well, you heard it here first. Last minute we have with you, we're talking to Mark Meadows, former chief of staff for President Trump. The establishment GOP and the Rhino subclass, are they going to lose their stranglehold on conservative politics? What else do we need to do? You're live now to millions of listeners across the nation. Give them some advice.
Well, there's two things they need to do. They need to continue to stay in the fight. Do not believe that this battle is over. In fact, if anything, it's ramping up with those that are Republican in name only, the establishment, the swamps trying to fight back to make sure that they don't remember a President Donald Trump. The second thing they need to do, the fighters that are actually fighting for your values and my values and for we the people, let them hear from you. Call your favorite congressman. Call your favorite senator that's willing to fight the fight and let them know that you appreciate it. If you have to ask, they're probably not on our team.
Great advice. He's on his way to Mar-a-Lago, not on Delta, not on United. He's going to be drinking Pepsi. Say hi to the boss. God bless. Keep doing what you do. Your call's next here on America First, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Sound off! There are millions of law-abiding gun owners out there, and many don't realize how fast a self-defense situation can change their life forever. You're simply going about your day, running errands, picking up the kids, getting gas, or attending church. In a split second, a normal day turns into the worst day of your life. And while a self-defensive incident may only take seconds, the legal fallout can last years. That's why I am proud to tell you about U.S. Law Shield. They relentlessly protect law-abiding gun owners. For just $10.95 per month, you'll have immediate 24/7, 365 access to an attorney answered emergency hotline, and you won't pay a penny in attorney's fees. Members also have direct access to attorneys for state-specific guidelines on firearm and self-defense law. Now, U.S. Law Shield is not a law firm and is underwritten by third-party insurers in many states. State law and insurance regulations apply. Please see the website for the applicable underwriting company and terms of coverage. Call 833-4-GUN-LAW. That's 833-4-GUN-LAW. Or visit uslawshield.com/America for a special radio offer. You'll feel better having U.S. Law Shield on your side. 833-4-GUN-LAW or visit uslawshield.com/America.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Young America's Foundation.
Guys, you're amazing. In 1 month, I think it was a month. What was food for the poor? Was that a month, Shad? In 4 weeks, 31 days, you raised more than $500,000 in donations to feed the hungry in our hemisphere. One of the very few ways we can make a difference and try to relieve the pressure on those parents who far too often are handing their children over to the coyotes. You are feeding, as a result of your donations to this program and to my fellow Salem Hosts programs, you are feeding more than 15,000 children. Thank you. I wanted to tell you just how superb you were. God bless every single one of you. Okay. Now something not so fun. I mentioned how woke a certain airline has become. Now it is United that tweeted out a video that we're going to play for you. I'm going to read to you, so keep my mic on, what the video says. And it's quite truly unbelievable. Eric, play cut 5 from United Airlines.
Departure review is looking at the plate. Everything checks good. We're going to just nab it out.
By 2030, we plan to train 5,000 pilots.
Departure.
50% of them will be women or people of color. Partner organizations will help identify and recruit top talent. We're eliminating the financial barrier to entry for qualified applicants. Applications are open.
It is a 4-hour and
take your captain's seat.
Going all the way up to 37,000.
So that's the little video they posted on Twitter with the following text. Get ready, because if you fly United, this is about you. Our flight deck. Now, who's on the flight deck? Is it the people who serve the pretzels? No. It's the people who fly the plane. Especially after 9/11, the door is locked before the plane even taxis off the jetway. Our flight deck should reflect the diverse group of people on board our planes every day. No, it shouldn't. I don't want a screaming toddler on the flight deck. I don't want somebody who's 400 pounds and sweating next to me and hogging the armrests on the flight deck. I'd like people who know how to fly the plane. But United says, that's why we plan for 50% of our pilots in the next decade to be women or people of color. Hang on, you discriminatory bigots. Why not one-legged people? Why not double amputees? Shouldn't they be allowed to fly our plane? What about blind people? Should we not have blind people fly our planes, United? You bigots. It's out of control. You have one job to do and one job alone to get us safely to our destinations professionally. Period. End of story. Now, if you want to do it economically, then you'll have an advantage. If you cut corners on safety requirements, on training, you will pay the penalty. But in this case, going woke won't just make you broke, it'll also endanger the lives of the thousands of people flying with your pilots. Stop the insanity. Maybe you, if you're on social media, could get online, could tag them, could send United a message. What do you think about their requirement for diversity on the flight deck? It's out of control. Baseball, basketball, soft drinks. Now, who's flying your plane is based on their skin color and their sexual organs? Let your voice be heard. The number here, 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency, and just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. The left wants you to believe you are powerless, that there's no hope for you to affect the hearts and minds of the next generation. That's why I need you to check out Young America's Foundation and their new president, Governor Scott Walker's bold new strategy to fight back. It's called the long game. It's a plan to fight on every front. From the internet to the university classrooms and the high schools, the long game invests in our children for generations to come and comes from a national organization committed to ensuring young Americans are inspired by the ideals of our founders. Get your free copy of Governor Walker's strategy today at yaf.org/longgame. That's YAF. Y-A-F, yaf.org/longgame. We need a plan, and Governor Walker's got it. Your calls, there's only one line open. It's 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. You can text us on our exclusive patriotmobile.com text line, the number. And I respond to the text. It's 703-869-1262. The text line 703-869-1262. Let's go to Keenan in Colorado, line one.
Hey, Sebastian. How's it going? Love the show.
Thank you.
So I watched your interview, or not your interview. I watched the interview Tucker did with the Arkansas governor, and I watched Dan Bongino's response to it and yours. I consider myself to be a conservative man, an America First man. But I disagree with everyone's take here on this, and I hope I can change your mind. But just giving you 2 points to consider.
Go ahead, I'm waiting.
So the first is the argument that Tucker made that we don't let kids drink beer, which to me is a kind of ridiculous because we actually do let children consume alcohol if it's in medicine, right? The first time I
drank wine, come on, that's absurd. Come on, that's absurd. That doesn't. That first argument is absurd. Okay, that's absurd. Next argument.
Why is it absurd? We allow doctors to prescribe medical grade.
We have laws against children consuming alcohol as alcohol. Okay, that's the point he's making.
You're right. That is exactly correct. But what he's doing is he's conflating alcohol as alcohol with his medical treatment, right? And I don't like it. I would never let my kids do it. And so this is the second point, right? You remember Charlie Gard? The state determined that this experimental treatment for baby Charlie would do more harm than good, and that they knew better than his parents and his doctors, and they remanded that infant to death. In my opinion, I don't see how you can say that that was an injustice, but that this law is fine, because this law gets in between the parents' right to parent their child in the way that they deem fit, along with medical professionals, and the law says, under any circumstance, never is it okay for you to do this treatment, regardless of what your doctor, who has a profession in this medical field.
So you think, let me express it this way. You think a minor should be chemically castrated if they think that that's what will give them happiness and their demented parents agree?
Let
me finish my sentence. And their demented parents agree that it's time to cut that boy's penis off. You think that should be a sacred act in America?
No, I don't. That's a straw man argument. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that I do not ever want, ever, ever under any circumstance, for the government to come in between my decision and how I parent my child and the medical treatment that my child receives if I have a
But that's
on
the
board
point.
With the doctor.
That's the point. It's not a medical treatment. Okay? It's not a medical treatment.
It is a medical treatment.
No, it's not.
That's what the doctors are saying. It's one that you don't like, and I don't like it.
No, it's not a medical treatment. That's like saying that abortion is birth control. It's not. It's a lie. It's not healthcare. You're playing the liberals' word games, and I'm not going to let you do it in front of 3 million people. You're playing liberal, slippery slope word games. It's not healthcare. Removing a minor's penis and having puberty-blocking drugs injected into them is not healthcare. It is child abuse.
I hope that they don't come back and come back and say, well, you decided that you could legislate in between doctors and parents, so now we're going to do it.
It's nothing to do with... No. That's a straw man. That's an utter straw man. That the government is inserting itself between the doctor, the patient, and the parents. No. It is protection. Protection of a minor from things that cannot be undone.
Well, okay, but those are the same thing. Those are not mutually exclusive.
No.
You're saying...
Keenan... It is absurd. The idea that you would come on a show to justify child abuse is absolutely abhorrent to me, and we are done. Goodbye. Let's go to a very important question. Phil in Texas, line 4.
Good afternoon, Dr. Gorka. Pleasure to talk with you. I supported Trump all the way through like I've never supported any other campaign. I put signs out. I passed signs out. I donated money. I convinced several people who were not even registered to vote and vote for Trump. But I'm getting a lot of correspondence again from the Republican National Committee.
I bet you are.
And they say, oh, we represent you. We don't represent the Republicans. And I said, I'm not going to donate to the Republican Party per se anymore. I'll donate to somebody that represents Donald Trump or the people that he supports, or people that I believe in, like Ted Cruz or somebody, but I would like some clarification as to who else I should donate to, and if I should donate to the Republican National Committee.
Who should you donate to? Any politician who's a guest on this show is a good place to start.
I do that.
There you go. Whether it's Lauren Bobert, whether it's the new generation of MAGA politicians, whether it's the Freedom Caucus like Jim Jordan, Devin Nunes, Louis Gohmert, these are the individuals that I would gladly endorse if they were new candidates, and you are safe in supporting them. I absolutely understand why you don't want to give a penny, a red cent, Phil, to the RNC, because they still have not carried themselves in ways that reflect that they have internalized what Donald Trump succeeded in doing in 2016. And I think they need to be punished for a certain period of time, for a few months, for utterly dropping the ball in the last election. Rona McDaniel made the last election victory for the Democrats possible when she did nothing to stop the 80 million mail-out ballots. So I would say support the president's pack, the Save America pack. Donate to anybody he has endorsed, like Sarah Huckabee for the governor's race in Arkansas. And then any individual politician inside or outside your state who has demonstrated themselves to be America first. Superb question, Phil. The GOP needs to get its house in order before they get more support from us. I think Mr. G would agree. We'll ask him in the next segment. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Don't take my word for it. See the incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com from Americans across the country who are getting their lives back. Once you see those, The next step is to find out if it could work for you. And there's only one way. Order the 3-week Quick Starter Pack by calling 800-500-8384 or going to relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it today. Relieffactor.com.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
If you like talk radio, if you enjoy this show, guess what? We don't get money from the federal government. This is a free market enterprise. So if you like what you're listening to, please support our advertisers. That's how this radio happens, especially Mike Lindell, the inventor of the MyPillow. They're trying to destroy his company right now. 24 corporations boycotting his products. Send a message to the cancel culture fascists on the left and support him directly. Go to MyPillow.com and order one of his more than 100 incredible products, not just the MyPillow, but the latest, his sheepskin slippers. They're just the best. I love them. So do my members of my team and my family. Get up to 66% off if you use my name. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Let's go to Alex in Brooklyn, line 3.
Hi, Dr. Sepp. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think we should throw back at the Democrats this, that they're saying that it's racist that you have to show a photo ID in order to vote now in Georgia. The Democrats are racist. Why are they only fighting for the rights of the black people when it comes to voting? What about the other issues that someone that doesn't have an ID card has? They can't pick up a medication in the pharmacy with certain ones without ID cards. They can't open a bank account. They can't cash a check. They can't even get onto a plane without an ID card. And so black people are stuck in this terrible country for always. I mean, the Democrats are busy talking about how bad this country is. They can't get onto a plane and get out of here. That's so unfair. Why does this issue only concern the Democrats when it comes to voting?
Great, great point. The trouble is they don't care about the hypocrisy. It just glides off them like water off a duck's back because that's who they are. The hypocrisy doesn't matter. We have to crush the narrative by bringing others onto our side. But thank you, Alex. Let's stay on Georgia. Let's go to JR Columbus, Ohio, line 2. You've got a minute and a half, JR.
Hey, Dr. G, I'll keep it short and sweet. First of all, when I get on a plane, I don't care what color they are. I don't care if it's a girl or a boy. I just want to get there safe. So it was a great conversation.
I think you're not the only one, JR.
Right. And when I put my wonderful wife and 2 children on a plane, I say a prayer every single time.
Yeah.
And it's not for me, it's for my family. So anyway, I was raised in Atlanta, Georgia, a place called Peachtree City, Georgia.
You got 20 seconds.
Okay. My friends in Peachtree City, there's a ton of Delta people, and they're all losing their mind, Dr. G.
Really?
And I'm talking pilots, mechanics, and flight attendants.
Well, somebody should find a way for these individuals to get their voice out there, because I tend to believe you, JR, because it is sheer insanity. Next, a whole hour with my rabbi, Dennis Prager, here on America First.